Blog Talk Radio.
We had a very big election in 2008. The country needed new direction before it was too late. From economics to Osama, George Bush was to blame. So I voted for Obama for some hope and change. Now, Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go. There's nothing left in my portfolio. Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go. That's the biggest stimulus I know. Our debt is measured in the trillions. What's a little more? Sign another bill for billions. Who cares what it is for? Change we really can't believe in has faded away. The same old crap is what we're seeing, but it's done the Chicago way. So Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go, like the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go, he liked more than Pinocchio. Someone's crossing over the border, another Mexican through Arizona. Now he wants to marry my daughter and have an American kid. Can you say text cheat? Tim Geithner, Attorney General Eric Holder, a bad plan for Afghanistan and a nuclear Iran. When I finally retire, there'll be no money there. And he's trying to kill my grandma with rationing health care. I've always voted Democratic, but this guy is a bum. Rhetoric and pretty speeches won't get the job done. So Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go. Let's give the Democrats the old heave-ho. Obama's gotta go, Obama's gotta go. That's the greatest stimulus I know. Obama's gotta go.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the hostess with the mostest, the radio chick, Annie, along with the coolest co-host, Cool Mike. Good afternoon, Cool Mike.
Good afternoon, Annie. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. As always,
Southern Sense with the radio chick, Annie, as you just heard.
Tuesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Live and direct with GC Rocks.
Yo, yo! Yo, yo, what's going on, my peoples? What's going on, my peeps?
GC loves his peeps, he loves his radio family, and you can join him Monday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 4.
Stay up late for Conservative Primetime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Conservative Primetime. I'm your host, GGT.
Speaking of a little less bark and a little more bite, Conservative Primetime is not a show to relax to. It'll get you going weeknight at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
And of course, the headmaster himself with the situation report, C. Robert Jones, PhD.
In the interest of full disclosure, I have had just a little bit to drink.
And catch the situation report weeknight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a group of patriotic internet radio hosts, and they would very much like you to join them. And brush your teeth. I mean, tell your friends.
Okay. Welcome to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones. Hey, I'm here in beautiful Tampa at the convention. The weather is holding up nicely. Today's date is August 29th. Beautiful Tampa, Florida is where I can be found, just about a mile away from the convention. United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. It has been an amazing day at the convention. I've got plenty of pictures to show folks. I'll paste them up on my Facebook page. I finally hooked up with my girl Dana Perino, finally hooked up with Ann Coulter, got some pictures with a whole lot of really nice folks here at the convention. We'll post them on Facebook just after I get back later on tonight. I'm going to be heading down to the floor. As a lot of you know, I have revealed that I am a delegate, so I have passes and stuff hanging around my neck out the wazoo so I can get on the floor. But the most attractive thing about, well, there are two things that I really am having a great time with, is that there are a lot of black Republicans on the floor throughout the area. The protesting has been quite mild. I've been able to get in and out without any issues at all. And the second most important thing, hey, there he is, 2020 Radio is in the house. The most important thing that I have enjoyed about this election cycle is the buffet. I have sincerely enjoyed the buffet here. It has been fantastic. Before we get into a lot of the usual stuff, the stuff we want to talk about, I'm going to take a short break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get this party started the right way. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report, and we'll be right back.
Four, three, two, one.
Hit it! What's crack-a-lackin', my peoples? What's crack-a-lackin', my peeps? Welcome to another edition of You Guessed It, You Got It. And that's how we do it, live and direct with G-Ski Rocks and the Captain. What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin'? I'll tell you what's crack-a-lackin'.
G-Ski
What's the crack a lacking, baby?
What's cracking?
Well, it's cracking, man, as everybody else, but everybody seems to love your style, brother.
What's cracking?
Ski, you are the man. You are the man, dude. I tell you what, I love this topic. I love it. I wish I thought of it myself. I'm jealous. I got envy. I got envy right now.
What's crack a lacking, Dana?
My brother from another mother. How are we, sir?
What's cracking, sister?
What's crack-a-lacking, D-Ski?
What's crack-a-lacking? What do you got to say, ma'am?
I just got to say, awesome show. Just totally awesome.
That's right, folks. We keep it crack-a-lacking, and we do it for love of country. So make sure that you listen to Live and Direct with D-Ski Rocks and the Captain every Monday and Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. www.20-20radio.com. Always crack-a-lackin', and it's always served with bacon and gravy, baby. Bacon and gravy.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Free Sample Guy.
Mr. Supermarket Free.
Though man dreads few things more than a trip to the supermarket, you offer us hope and sometimes a free mini weenie.
I love that freebie weenie.
What exactly do you have? Aerosol cheese products? Deep fried morsels? Who cares? If it's on a toothpick and it's free, it could be plutonium and we'd eat it.
It's all good, baby.
For a guy wearing oven mitts and an apron, you're all right. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light Titan of the toothpick, because you put the free in freedom. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
My journey to America can be traced back to the independence of India, the land of my fathers. Barack Obama's journey to America can be traced back to the independence of Kenya, the land of his fathers.
Tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
The U.S. government has not had a budget for over 1,000 days and counting.
What he's doing is pitting one class of Americans against another.
And we can't afford the same political games and tactics that always pit us against one another.
We are all shaped by our past, and we carry elements of the past into the future. But we have to be careful, because nothing can rob the future quite as much as the debts.
Congress refuses to act, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
All right, and welcome back to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Well, I am here and I'm monitoring what's going on the floor using a live stream here of the convention. If you want to go ahead and check out a live screen stream of the convention, if you don't have your TV up and running and you're just using a laptop or a PC or something like that, you can go to 2012 Republican National Convention, and the YouTube has it streaming. It's quite clear. Very good. Very good going here. Well, the mainstream media, particularly MSNBC, and I'm sure a lot of my radio personality friends are going to be talking about this coming up. MSNBC abandons GOP convention during every speech by a minority. That is taken from an article in the Daily Caller. It goes on to say that one of the left's favorite attacks on the Republican Party is that it is the party of old white people. and it's devoid of diversity and quite probably racist. It says, if you're watching MSNBC's coverage of the Republican National Convention in Tampa on Tuesday night, you might believe those assertions. Since missing from the coverage was nearly every ethnic minority that spoke during Tuesday's festivities. Talk about censorship. I added that little part myself. In lieu of airing speeches from former Democrat Rep. Arthur Davis, who is a black man, American, Mia Love, also hot, a black candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives from Utah, of all places, and Texas senatorial hopeful Ted Cruz, a Latino American, MSNBC opted to show commentary anchored by Rachel Maddow and Reverend Al Sharpton, Ed Schultz, Chris Matthews, Chris Hayes, and Steve Schmidt, and all the other usual suspects. Throughout this convention, Matthews has accused the Republicans of playing dog whistle racist politics. While on scene in Tampa, hey, it's not so clear to me. However, if Matthews will hurl assertions or accusations of racism at Davis, Love, or Cruz for speeches, well, his network has failed to broadcast any of that. So, what do you make of all this? Here's the deal. The Republican Party used to be the party of black folks, or African Americans, if you insist. You know, but what happened? There's a new movie out called Fear of a Black Republican. And that movie begins with a simple question. Does the Republican Party really want more blacks or African Americans? Independent filmmaker Kevin J. Williams takes a nonpartisan journey over the 4 years and over 4 years and two presidential elections to find out why there's so few black Republicans and what that means for the future of the two-party political system in America. From the Civil War to the Great Depression, the GOP was the party for many blacks. But today, barely 10% of African Americans consider themselves to be Republican. And urban arenas are no longer considered competitive parts of American the American electoral map. So beginning in his hometown, Williams speaks with both Democrats and Republicans as he takes a personal and humorous look at his own Republican Party efforts in urban areas versus the suburbs. The Democrat Party's success in retaining the African American vote or black vote seems the seeming phenomenon of black Republicans and what this all means to Americans is astounding to me. You personally, your host here. What happened, folks? What happened? What turned blacks off so much about the Republican Party? Was it the whole thing about, hey, Negro, you're on your own. Do your own thing. Make your own dream. Make your way in the world. It's all up to you. If you want to be a businessman, you're a businessman. Go into business. Do your own thing. I'll help you as best I can, but hey, really, it's all on you. Give a man to fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, you know the rest, right? That's pretty much what the Republican Party is all about when it comes to, certainly when it comes to minorities of any minority group. Versus the Democrats who say, hey, pretty much, you can't make it out on your own. You know, your ancestors suffered through 400 years of slavery. You're just barely free yourselves. You can't look out for yourselves. You need me to take care of you. And I tell you what, here's all you have to do in order to get me to take care of you and look out for your interest. You simply vote for me, keep me in power, and dominion over you. And every chance I get, I'll throw you a few scraps. You know, I'll vote for some programs to pretty much keep you in bondage. Because if you're only making, you know, if you're getting money from the government, and the government is taking care of you, the government is putting food on your table, a roof over your head, and they pretty much control you, you're theirs. What is the major difference between being a slave on a plantation in the 1700s and 1800s than today, basically being a slave to the United States government, where they're giving you money and expecting you, they're basically taking care of you, just like the old-time slave master did. Because they're giving you something and they're expecting something in return. Basically, your political soul, if not your very soul. So here we go. So why would Chris Matthews and MSNBC and that whole mainstream media not want you to know that there are black Republicans out there, black as the ace of spades, out there singing the praises of Mitt Romney, the Republican Party, the conservative movement, saying that, hey, it's all up to you. You know, because here's the thing. I believe that my ancestors, who did hail from slavery, helped to build this country. They helped to build this country. Their blood, sweat, and a whole lot of tears, I presume, helped to go into making this country one of the greatest, if not the greatest country on the face of the planet right here and now. So if that is the case, and if you believe that as well, then you have a vested interest in seeing that this country is a success. If nothing more than to not have your ancestors' efforts and all that they suffered go to waste. Now, I refuse to believe, as some do, that if my ancestors could speak to me right here and right now, that they would say, I suffered through slavery. I was a slave. I was owned by another person. And because of that, it's okay for you to make excuses as to why you can't be a success. I don't believe that my ancestors, my great-great-grandfather, my great-great-grandmother, or my kinfolk in Africa would be saying to me right now, if they could have one conversation with me lasting 10 minutes, that they would say to me, I would be proud for you to trade off of my misery to suit your own selfish ends. I would not dare to presume that my ancestors would be saying to me right now, it's okay to trade off of my misery, to profit from my misery, to profit from what I suffered from. I tend to take a different view. I would believe, I would hope, and I suspect that my ancestors would say, I suffered so that you can make a better way, so that you can do better, so that you can succeed. The American dream that I never had, that was never offered to me, it's yours now. Take it and run with it and make me proud. But I know a lot of black folks don't feel that way. They're Democrats now. And they're Democrats for one reason and one reason. Well, no, for many reasons. But the main reason is they believe that the Democrat Party has their interest. The Democrat Party believes in the things that they believe in, which is totally false. Hey, we've got 2020 in the House. We've got William and Mary. We've got Alexander Solo, Casanova Frankenstein, Cougars in the House again. Oh, wow. A rare visit. I tell you what. In fear of a black Republican, Williams speaks with scholars such as Princeton University professor Cornel West and Howard Taylor, presidential candidates like Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Jim Gilmore, and John McCain, political leaders like former Maryland governor and RNC chairman Michael Steele, and previous chairman Ken Mahan, former New Jersey governor Kristen Todd Whitman, and Mayor Douglas H. Palmer, president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So what is it? What is it? We've got Republicans for Empowerment. I'm sorry, Republicans for Black Empowerment. We've got... Now, I'm not suggesting that the tide is going to turn to the point where we'll have nothing, where the Republican Party is going to enjoy the type of adulation, the type of following that the Democrats now have. No. I'm not suggesting any such thing. Nothing of that type. I'm merely saying that there's a resurgence now in the black community. Even on Blog Talk Radio, we have a plethora. We have a cornucopia. We got a lot of black Republicans, black conservatives. So MSNBC not covering those really proud, articulate black folks, so that they could perpetuate the idea that black folks are not Republican enough. Well, how can a president preside over the worst unemployment situation since the Great Depression, have no jobs plan for his next term? How could that be? And why is no one talking about this glaring hole in his campaign? Nobody's talking about it. Because could it be because of the misdirection? Obama's focusing on Romney being a rich white guy. And, oh yeah, that whole thing about Romney's taxes. They want 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years worth of taxes. When Barack Obama himself only put out 2, and every candidate, it's traditional for candidates to put out 2, and it's not required to put out any. We have a call on the line, so let's just go ahead and take one of the calls right here and now. Caller, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Talk about it.
Yes, C. Robert Jones, why are you a Republican?
Oh, there she is.
I would really like to know.
I knew that was you, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing marvelous.
Have you been keeping up with the convention?
Yeah, I'm watching this crazy stuff.
Are you watching it?
I thought you were supposed to be there. What happened to you?
I am there. I'm there. I'm there. I'll be here. I'll be here, baby.
Yeah. If you were there, I bet you are. I thought you were going to be there with your party. I hear a whole lot of Republicans talking, but they're not there. They just
No. I'm here, sweetie pie. I'll take some pictures for you.
Yeah, take some pictures so I can see.
I got pictures I'm going to post on Facebook in just a few minutes.
But I'm waiting for you to tell me why you are a Republican. When they are talking about...
Why am I a conservative?
No, I ask you why you are a Republican.
Oh, okay. Why am I a Republican? Let me put it to you like this. I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Because... What is that noise in the background? You watching TV?
Yes.
You got all my children in the background? That sound like...
No, I'm watching C-SPAN.
Oh, okay. All right. The reason why I'm a Republican is that the Democrats have been saying to black people ever since I could articulate or understand what the message is between the two parties, the Democrat and Republican. The Democrats have been saying to me that I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough because my ancestors suffered through 400 years of slavery. I don't know when it's going to be 450 or 462, but it's 400 still. That my intellectual growth has been stunted. That I am not smart enough, not bright enough, that I don't have the tools necessary to make my way in the world without them.
Well, why do you have to be a Republican?
Now, wait a minute now. Now, the Republican Party is saying to me, and what I believe they continue to say to me is, my destiny, or they're saying to me, Dr. Jones, your destiny is in your own hands. It's not my place to look out for you. That was something that was the task of your mom and dad. And if they trained you well, and you have the desire, you can succeed in this world, in this great country, on your own. You're smart enough, you're good enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Well, so why can't you be something besides a Republican order to know that? You have to be a Republican to know that?
Could be independent. You know, I could be. But I not only like the message that the Republican Party sends to me versus the message of the Democrats, what the Republican Party stands for. You see,
can I ask you something? Last night what Chris Christie said?
Yeah, go ahead.
He wants to go all the way back to his grandfather.
Yeah.
He wanna take you all the way back there. So if he take you all the way back there, what rights do you have? None.
He didn't want to take me there.
He said he wanted to go back.
He talked about his grandfather coming to this country.
No, he wanted to go back to
I talk about my grandfather as well.
Yeah, of course, I talk about my grandmother because she was 92 when she died. So what does that got to do with anything? She didn't know what history was.
My grandfather wasn't a slave.
What?
Was yours?
My great grandmother was, and I knew who she was too.
But you said he was talking about.
Went on the plane. If he went back to his grandfather, you won't have any rights if they took you back to that time.
He wanted to talk about his grandfather.
He didn't say
he wanted to take the country back to the time of
it. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Listen to him again. You weren't listening too clear. You're so busy focusing.
And what do you think he meant by that?
I was saying to myself, if he want to go back that far,
what
are our rights going to be?
What do you think he meant by that?
That's what all of them mean. They just like their grandfathers.
That's quite frankly, I heard him talk glowingly about his grandfather as you or I would. That doesn't mean we want to go back to that era.
But that's the era he wants to be. That's the era that the Republican wants to be in.
Frankly, I would love to go back to the time of my grandfather when men were men.
Really?
And he meant what we said. If I said I was going to kill you, You should start making your arrangements because that's going to happen. Remember when they did what they said they would?
Why would you want to talk about death?
Answer my question. Do you remember when they did what they said they would?
Kill people. Hung them in trees too.
No. Let me tell you what Christy was saying. Do you remember a time when your grandfather, certainly my grandfather, wouldn't accept credit? We would pay. If we couldn't pay for it right then and there, we didn't take it.
I don't know what you're talking about, C. Miles, but I have papers from back in those days where
let me explain
it to you.
Father, then. My grandfather believed, not in credit, he believed that if you couldn't pay for it right then and there, then you didn't need it. He also believed that the best contract was a handshake and his word. My grandfather believed in hard work. He could ask for anything from anybody.
Can I finish?
For help from the United States government. And that's the America that I want to go back to.
But what I'm saying, C. Jones, my grandfather owned 300 acres of land.
Wait a minute now. Let me finish my thought.
I follow
what my grandfather did. So, yeah, I want to go back there. When I shake your hand and tell you I'm going to do something done. I don't have. I've got debit card. I don't have any credit card. Not American Express. Not Capital One. I have no credit cards at all.
I don't either. So what's that got to do with anything? You got a house note?
No, sweetheart. I owe nobody nothing. I owe nothing. I have no debts. And that is how my grandfather lived. And that's I think that's what Chris Christie was talking about. Taking us back to that time when men took responsibility. Now, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk
like
about
I'm saying, my grandfather owned 300 acres of land. He had people working for him.
Yeah, probably had some slaves.
And no, he didn't have any slaves. He paid people. But then now, his land is still there. I guess we want to try to purchase the land to build a road through it.
The United States government?
The states. No, the states. That's right, the states. The government wants to take part of the land. But guess what? You have to stand up and fight them to keep your own land. Because we don't want a highway going through our land.
That's right. You fight the power, girl.
But when it comes to that part, y'all don't have anything to say.
What
but
is that?
Always,
No. Republicans fight against eminent domain all the time.
And when you look at the Republican Party, it does not represent nobody except them and a sprinkler of a few blacks and a few Hispanics and a few other people. It's all about them. I wouldn't belong to a party that didn't have a mixture of everybody, not just the few where you sprinkle them around and then you mistreat them after you don't need them anymore. Because look at Michael Steele. And they're doing the same thing to the one down in Florida, too. Is running for re-election. Pretend they want him to run, but not really.
And let's just base what you said as true. And you would rather be part of a party that pretty much is condescending towards you.
I am not part of a party. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican because they're two of a kind.
Then why
they
is
work
it,
together.
Then why is it an issue for you?
It's not an issue. I'm asking you why you're trying to convince people that they need to be there.
I'm not trying to convince anybody.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, sorry that it sounds that way to you.
So I have no qualms with neither party because I'm not in neither one of them.
All right.
Because I choose who I want to vote for.
Got it.
I don't need nobody to tell me who to vote for, and I don't have to be in a party or wear a conservative or a badge. I'm a human being and an American, and that's what I consider myself as being. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, not a conservative, not a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear labels. I have a name.
All right. And your name
is? That's what I use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, people just trip me out when I hear there's conservatives and Democrats and they all sleep together, do things together.
Hmm. They sleep together?
Yeah, and then Archie Davis, the reason why he did not become governor in Alabama is because he voted against the health care bill.
Isn't he from Louisiana?
He's from Alabama. He ran for governor of Alabama.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
And he didn't win?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
So he's walking around like a person that lost a girlfriend, and now he's angry.
Doesn't sound angry to me.
It's like what you do, you lose and be through.
He sounds fired up, like and he.
Well, what's wrong with Ron Paul then? Since he's a Republican, what's wrong with Ron Paul? Why did he leave?
Where'd he go?
I guess he went home.
Well, okay. Which I don't understand. What's your point, dear?
I said they hug you, and when they get tired of you, they throw you away.
So
Michael Steele, Armstrong, Williams.
Ron Paul?
Yeah, Ron Paul.
Isn't he about to retire because he's, like, really old?
So what does that got to do with anything?
Well, nobody's throwing him.
He wore the label.
He's retiring, Mays.
So he still had the label.
Mays.
He's not speaking at the convention.
Well, no, but his son just spoke.
I'm not talking about his son. I'm talking about him. His son did not have anybody vote for him for president.
People are going to speak, Mays. They've got 3 days. One day has been cut
short. Yeah, they got. That's right. One day was cut short, and then we hear this. So I'm just wondering why you were a Republican. I don't understand.
The radio writes in the chat room that they just played Ron Paul's video.
Played his video? We didn't want to see the video. They wanted to see the man.
How do you know? You're not here.
Excuse me? You're not there either.
Where am I?
People in the chat room got to tell you they just played his video. So if you're there, you were with the action.
I'm sitting in my
room.
Oh, Maze. First of all, I don't perpetrate like that, and I don't lie.
Oh, you're right.
It's come offensive now. You're going
well, if you're there live, why are you on the phone having a conversation, and you're supposed to be in the midst with the people?
Supposed to be?
Yeah, you're doing a radio show.
Well, that's what I have a show to do, and I couldn't find a substitute.
So it must be boring. because you're not paying attention to who's speaking.
Mate, you are going, you are trying my patience. My
sense. Oh, if I'm trying your patience, that's the way you get it. You can't take it.
Insulting me and you're going too far.
I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying.
You're going to take your deep breath and you're going to stop. You're going to stop with this behavior or you're going to hang up the phone and make it come back later because you're going too far now.
But I still asked you. You didn't explain.
You know I love you and I'm glad you call in. I'm glad you listen. You are one fine lady, but you're stepping over. You're putting two toes over the line.
Whatever you say. But as I see it, you haven't explained why you're a Republican.
Stay right there, and we'll be right back. Oh my God, Maze is going too far. Did you hear that? Oh my goodness. All right, so Maze has gone too far. I can't believe Maze has actually started to annoy me. All right, so we're gonna take a short break, and then we'll be right back because I need to take a good count before Maze. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Yeah. And you're still listening. I'm waiting for my clip to start. La, 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 la. Okay, it's not starting up, so we're gonna do something else. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Andrew Klavan on The Culture. Liberals, it's time we had a little grown-up to liberal talk about the facts of life. Specifically, I'd like to answer a question that may have been on your minds recently. Where does money come from? Now, it's perfectly natural for someone at your pre-adolescent stage of development to ask this question. And even though it may be awkward to talk about, it's important you get the answer from a conservative or other adult. Otherwise, you might be told schoolyard lies.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
Or old wives' tales.
Unemployment insurance, the economists tell us, return $2 for every dollar that is put out there for unemployment insurance.
Or a lot of superstitious, puritanical nonsense that'll only make you feel unnecessarily guilty.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
You see, money is a lot like the birds and the bees. That is, it's a symbol for something else. What's it a symbol for? Well, let's say a bee wants to put his pollen in a flower. But unfortunately for the bee, the flower would rather have a flat-screen TV. The bird has a flat-screen TV, for some reason, but wants to trade it for a signed photograph of Mila Kunis. The squirrel has saved up a stack of Mila photos, because he's a squirrel. But he wants honey. The bee, who's really pissed off at this point, has the honey. Now, rather than going through an elaborate circle of barter that would limit the ways in which all the animals could have, you know, intercourse,
all right, and we're back with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Andrew Klavan is back too.
Has the honey. Now, rather than going through an elaborate circle of barter.
Yep. We'll have to deal with that a little bit later. There's always some little glitch going on with these darn clips. But hey, that happens sometimes. It happens on the worst shows. Let's go ahead. No sound. No. Hold on. I think we're back now. We're back. We're back. We got some sound now. Okay. At least I hope so. All right. Let's go ahead and bring Maze back in here so I can answer a question that she says I did not answer. Maze, darling.
Yes, I'm still waiting.
Now, ask your question one more time so we can get, so for those who weren't listening, we can get a good idea of what's happening.
Which question do you want me to ask you again?
I got it. Why am I Republican?
That's right. Why are you a Republican?
I believe in the Republican ideal. I believe what the Republican Party stands for. It is the party of Lincoln still. and it believes in free enterprise system, your own destiny, manifest destiny. The fact that America is exceptional, love of country, love of God, and good old-fashioned mom apple pie.
That's why you got to be a Republican. You don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to have those same values, is what I'm trying to tell you. So why are you in the party?
Chose to align myself with
the Republican
and the conservative movement. Nobody told me. I chose it of my own free will, my own volition. I can't stand that word, by the way. So with that in mind, I believe I have answered your question, my darling. So if you would, just stay right there where you are, because we have another call on the line. We're going to take the other caller because we're running short on time. All right. Stay right there. Caller, you're on the Situation Report.
I just love it when Maze calls.
Me too.
It's the show. Doc, she done calling you out. She's saying you at the crib hiding out.
How's it my mama's basement perpetrating that I'm at the convention? She did call me out.
Oh, well, Mace makes a good point, but fact of the matter, yeah, both parties are probably the two sides of the same coin. However, and I'm not making an excuse for any party. I mean, you have unconstitutional people in both parties. But my point is, you do have somewhat of a direction. With the Romney camp, it's not clear. Like Romney is not the
you don't even like Romney, so how are you gonna come up with
wait a minute. Well, let me finish, please. Is that there are a lot of aspects that Mitt Romney is going to bring to the table, such as eliminating Obamacare that Obama wants to push on. My whole point is. I'm not a big Romney cheerleader, but I think with Mitt Romney, what he brings is he slows down the machine that Barack Obama is quickly, fastly forming his America.
What kind of machine? I don't want you to explain to me so I can understand you.
Well,
what kind of machine are you slowing down?
The type of machine where a federal government oversees and has dominion over absolutely everything. There are no state rights. And there are no local rights.
Well,
basically,
they own rights.
Well, that doesn't matter though. Under Barack Obama's administration, here's where Mitt Romney is not going to be.
Are you a Republican?
I am not a Republican. Maybe
well,
you must not listen to my shows at all.
I can listen to C. Jones because he say he's a Republican, and you're not one. So why are you defending a Republican?
Did I defend him? You heard me. You're trying to
defend the party.
Hey, Doc Jones, you want to translate in Maze because I don't understand her language. My opinion of George Bush. George
W. Understand.
Bush.
I ain't saying nothing about no George W. Bush. See, you're schizophrenic now.
No, I'm not. I'm simply
yes,
saying that
Mitt Romney is,
I am not a Republican, but Mitt Romney is going to do some things to take us in a better direction.
What, take you to war?
No, what do you mean take us to
what
war?
Things? Name the things. What is he going to do? Name the things
just,
he's going to do.
Number one,
I'm still trying to find.
Eliminate Obamacare.
Yes.
And so why
eliminate
wanna,
Obamacare,
why would,
which
no
pays
Obamacare,
the tax.
There is no Obamacare.
What do you mean there is no Obamacare? I'm going to go to jail
I
because
know
I don't have
is,
health insurance. Because I don't have health insurance.
People don't go
so
to jail because
they're
going to
throw me in jail.
So
I'm going to go to Leavenworth.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean... So you want to joke now? Let's get real. Explain to me what you're talking about.
What
about
I just
you going
said,
to jail because if you don't have insurance?
It is a violation of the federal government if you do not carry health insurance. It is a federal offense, like robbing a bank, mate. I mean, read carefully the laws. This is the Internal Revenue Service.
Yep.
Mate, you know, I have
well,
a lot
you
of respect
go to jail,
for
you.
Mate.
You
Mace,
go
I
to
have
jail,
a lot of
jail, you don't pay your taxes,
you.
Won't you? I'm asking you a question. If you don't pay your taxes, you will go to jail too, right?
Mate. Hold
so
on, let him. Hold on, and let him. Mace,
I like it when you call, and I have a lot of respect for you as far as you understand
I'm just,
both
I
parties
just
at the same point.
The
but when you're talking nonsense, I mean,
that's
you talk,
not nonsense.
Basic,
you do go to jail if
nonsense.
You don't pay your taxes. Weston Slight is in jail because he's not paying his taxes. So
and under
you
under
taxes.
Under
you rather risk that?
under President Obama. Who's changing the subject now? Is that
I'm
me
not,
or
you're
that
talking
you?
About going to jail.
Yeah,
answer.
I'm telling you I'm going to jail because the federal government is expanding the IRS, and I will be a federal felon.
Well, that's
a
your choice you want.
Felon.
That's your choice you want
to
make. I won't be a felon.
For not
I'm
being
winning,
able
I'm
to afford health care? When you can't afford health care, that's a choice I want to make,
You
babe.
Can afford it if you want to pay for it.
Oh, Maze, that makes sense. Maze, I like the idea. You're hip on both parties. You know they're both corrupt. But when you talk nonsense, it's hard
not
for a man of my intelligence
you're
who finished second to last in my senior class to debate with someone like you.
You're still not answering my question. See, you want to go around
all
the
right, okay.
The valley.
Maze,
the question.
Maze.
Maze, I'm trapped. She's just so good with them damn questions. I'm trapped. I'm in the car.
I'm asking you, don't you pay your taxes?
Finish me off. Do I pay taxes? Yes.
Yeah, don't you pay your taxes? Well, who came up with that law?
Who came up with what law?
That you got to pay your taxes or you go to jail.
Number one is that's in the 16th, I think it's the 16th Amendment as far as the IRS.
Really? Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Obama.
So now you want to pay, you want to not pay your health insurance.
Wait,
and you're going to take the risk of going to jail. That's your problem.
Wait a minute, Maze. Wait a minute. With your income tax, you don't have a choice. That's automatically deducted, or you pay in quarterly, depending on which system you have set up. If you're
I don't have no system set up. I just pay mine and be through with it.
Well, mine just go every week. However, when it comes to health care, I cannot pay health care.
Mm-hmm.
Health care would consume not only my entire paycheck over the course of a month. However, I would still have to get another job just to afford to pay for health care, which you can't. Based on that, probably within 3 to 4 months, my fines will double, and if they
mm-hmm.
cannot be paid within a year, I will be arrested.
That's just
in federal Internal Revenue Service camp is what they call
well,
it.
Well, if you had C. Jones health care, you wouldn't have to worry about paying it.
See, Robert
well,
Jones
has
nothing
to
do with this. This
Robert
is an individual.
Jones, Robert Jones has to pay his health care, too, but he don't have to pay a whole lot. But he still has to pay it. So I'm quite sure if he didn't pay it, he wouldn't have any.
He certainly
he
still does, even as a
that.
Veteran. They
see,
screw the veterans good,
it's just,
too.
It's just like, it's just like a scapegoat to use that.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think of this situation. Barack Obama, the President of the United States, first of all, I don't think it's really about health care at all, and I don't think he really cares.
No, it's not because if it was about health care, everybody in the country would have health care.
Hold on, Maze. Come on now. Let me finish. Let me get a word in here. Yeah, unless you want to co-host every now and then, that's fine, but let me talk for a minute. Hey, listen. I think that Barack Obama really, what he really wants to do is to spread the wealth. You know, he wants for me to pay more and suffer a little bit so that somebody else, well, even though they'll still suffer, will suffer a little bit less. He wants us all to suffer equally. As Al Sharpton put it, he won't rest until everything is equal in everybody's house. So that if, for example, if I need a doctor's appointment, I can call in tomorrow morning and say, "Hey, you got room for me to come and see you today?" Oh, okay. Today, what time? 2:00? Great, I'll be there at 2:00. Or, well, no, we're pretty much booked up today, but you know, I can see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Fine, I'll see you then. I can do that. But what Obama would rather see me do is, well, hey, doc, I'm not feeling so good today. I need to check up. I'd like to come in and see you today or tomorrow. Well, let's see. We've got an opening at 4:00 today. Can you get in today? Or we've got an opening at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Can you get in tomorrow? He doesn't want that because there's some people out there who don't have any insurance at all. So he wants me to put me in a situation where I'm calling in for an appointment, and because all these people who don't have insurance are now put on the insurance rolls, when I need to call in and get an appointment now, even though I pay for my insurance and I paid my dues and I've got all the, I've checked off all the checks and balances, he wants me to call in to make my appointment, and now my appointment to get in to see a doctor is 2 weeks, 3 weeks out, maybe a month. You know, kind of like it is in Canada right now. That's what Obama's going for, shared sacrifice, shared misery.
It's what I'd like to know, C. Jones, is why America is the only one that don't have health care anyway.
We do have
health care. Every country got it except this country. And the reason why they don't have it is because the medical facilities and the doctors and, and all of them drain the money off it. Because a long time ago, it used to be that way. You paid your doctor, and that was it, not an insurance company.
Hey, you just touched on something that's a half truth, but nevertheless,
no, it's not a half truth.
Let me ask you a question. Here's the deal. There are countries out there that have free health, universal health care. Places like Canada, Scandinavia, a lot of places.
Well, Canada got good insurance.
What? Mace.
If you know somebody else,
those same people have to wait months.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, Mace.
Not the people that I know, they don't have to wait months.
They do. And that is the reason why those folks pay. Mace, that's why those same people with health care pay cash to come here to the United States to get treatment because they can get better treatment.
I'm asking you another question, Jones.
And that is a fact. People fly in from thousands of miles to get the best health care in the world.
John, let me ask you another question. With your health care that you have, how long do you have to wait for a specialty that you want to go to? Do you have to wait one day or 2 days or sometimes you have to wait 2 weeks?
Yeah, it just depends, a couple of days.
Are you having a complaint about it?
I don't need to complain. I'm doing great.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
But hey.
You got the patience to do it.
Maze, we're out of time.
It was nice chatting with you.
And I'm going to get out of my mama's basement and then to the imaginary convention and have myself some crab cakes and some lobster tails and some shrimp cocktail.
What I want you to do is put a sign up and say, I'm T. Jones out in the midst of this wildness. I've been looking for you. That's why I'm watching it. And I know you were not there. That's why I had to call you out.
Why you say I'm not there?
You're not. Show the pictures.
I sure will. I'm gonna put up
Hey, Doc, just quick FYI before I go. If you go on 3rd Street east of downtown, four blocks on your right hand side, Vinny's Massage Parlor. Trust me, it's well worth it. Anyway, bring Maze back a souvenir from Vinny's.
Keep my mama's basement first. Okay, so.
Now, why are you in your mother's basement since you always talking about somebody using somebody? Why don't you go to a hotel? Why you got to use your mother's basement?
Oh, God,
you're a grown man.
Help us.
You got to spend the money.
Maze, I am at the convention. I'm at my hotel room. It is not the best room because I couldn't get the best room because I got my room late, but I'm here, sweetheart. I wouldn't lie.
You go stand at the corner of Benny's and take a picture so we can know you were there then.
There's no such place. I think that Coop Mike is joking, too.
That's totally made up.
He's serious. He probably been there.
All right, I'm out of here. I'll post my pictures on Facebook, though.
Yeah,
so go ahead and friend me on Facebook. Cool Mike's on my Facebook. You're on Facebook with me, aren't you, Mike?
I'm on there.
Friend me on Facebook, Maze, and then we'll get the pictures up there. Anyway,
you have a nice evening.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a live show. We're gonna do a live show from Maze's house one of these days. Drive her really crazy.
And then she's gonna say we're not there either. Anyway, I'm out of here.
Good night, all.
All right, take care, Mike. Hey. It's been great. The great calls came in. Cool Mike and Southern Sense is Southern Sense and Cool Mike. Annie the Radio Chick at the next show coming up on Friday, 2 p.m. Check it out. But right after this, G Ski Show, 9 p.m. Be there, be square. 2020 Radio Network, G Ski Rocks. So after that, 11:30, Cool Mike's going to be with Jermaine in Conservative Primetime at 11:30. So be there also. Anyway, guys, we got to get out of here. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We are out.
When you walk through the garden, watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the the devil way down in the hole.
I really call in your trust.